Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's my podcast, John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack from KX93.5.
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, the one you should be picking. John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, unless of course you're chicken. We hear great songs from A to Z. I break them down so expertly. Don't let your panties get all hot and bunchy. I'll hold my sack up to anybody's cause. All my grooves are crunchy. John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, you don't know what you're missing. John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, obey when I say listen.
Listen.
Hello and welcome to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, where we listen to songs from the point of view of a musician. That's right, I'm John Troy, and I am a professional musician. That's how I pay the rent. And tonight, for this episode, we're going to listen to the great B.B. King, whom we just lost. He had a good long life, and he gave us a lot of great music. And tonight I'm going to focus on live recordings. And I'm going to start off with the album that I first was introduced to B.B. King by, which is Live at the Regal. That is 1965. It was recorded in 64, released in 65. It's a live album by B.B. King. It was recorded on November 21st, 1964 at the Regal Theater in Chicago. The album is widely heralded as one of the greatest blues albums ever recorded and is 141 on Rolling Stone magazine's 500 greatest albums of all time. In 2005, Live at the Regal was selected for permanent preservation in the National Recording Registry at the Library of Congress in the United States. You'll notice a lot of, I've said this before about B.B., when you listen to this song, he didn't play and sing at the same time. He freely confessed that he was no good at that, so he would either sing or play, and he did both superbly. And this was recorded before he crossed over. He was largely unknown to white audiences, so he was born in 1925, and so when this was recorded, he was already 40 years old and at the height of his powers. This is B.B. King live at the Regal Theater in Chicago singing Sweet Little Angel here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
I love the way she spread her wings. Y'all's got a sweet little angel. I love the way she spread her wings. Y'all's when she spread her wings. I get joy in everything. You know, I kiss my baby for a nickel. And she gave me a $20 bill. Oh, yes, I asked my baby for a nickel. And she gave me a $20 bill. Well, you know, ask a boss, I'll drink a liquor. And she got me.
Thank you, BB. That's BB King, of course. This is recorded at the Regal Theater. This is from the album Live at the Regal. Now, I became acquainted with this album. I was just starting to play guitar. I was in college. I was 19 years old. So this came out about 4 years before I heard it, and so this was my introduction to BB King. I started out playing the blues, and I think that's a great place to start for anybody. I recommend it if you're going to take up guitar or bass or piano or anything. I think if you're rooted in the blues, you can't miss, because just about all American music is rooted in the blues. So this was my first experience with it, so I have a great love of this particular album, and everything I'm playing of BB's tonight, who we just lost a few days ago, is from Live, so you get to hear the spontaneity and his interchange with the audience, and that last song, I remember I was just starting, like I say, I was just starting to play guitar, and I thought, man, I'm going to write songs. I'm going to write a blues song. And I came up with this idea. This is right before I heard the record, this idea of, let's see, an angel, and she's going to put her wings around me. I love the way she spreads. This was my idea, see? And I go, wow, what a great idea I just had. And then I heard this record and went, oh, well, I guess somebody else had my great idea first. This next song is called How Blue Can You Get? This is blues. This is specifically 12-bar blues. If you want to know what 12-bar blues is, go to my podcast at kx935.com and scroll down until you see, I think it's 12-bar blues is the name of the thing, and it gets into that. But we're getting into it tonight for sure. And this one, you hear him talking to the audience. He has a nice-sounding voice, a speaking voice. It's interesting how you really can't tell how a person sings by listening to their speaking voice. It can be surprising. This song has stops in it. This is B.B. King, live at the Regal Theater in Chicago, doing How Blue Can You Get here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
On this next tune, while we're reminiscing here,
I would like for you to pay attention to the lyrics, not so much to my singing or the band. Of course, I think they're wailing out there, though. How about a big hand for them? Give them a big hand. A little swing. Jeremy? Thank you. Thank you, but now we're going way down in the alley. Way down in the alley. I like to play a little bit.
Yeah, B.B. King here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. This hour is a tribute to B.B. and these songs. I'm concentrating on live recordings. I think there's something special that's captured in the spontaneity of a live recording, and certainly in this one. This is live at the Regal, an iconic album. And if you don't have it, I recommend getting it if you like the blues. This next one is called You Done Lost Your Good Thing. Now, in a blues song, it's a 12-bar blues is the one chord, the four chord, and the five chord. All right, so on the one, you say something. Then it goes to the four, and you say the same thing again. And then back to the one. And then when it goes to the five, you say something different that rhymes. And that's a really basic, classic rhyme formula. So it's A-A-B, A-A-B. All right, so this is B.B. King doing You Done Lost Your Good Thing, Baby, here on KX93.5 FM. Listen. Thank you.
now. Oh, baby. Baby, you done lost your good thing now. The way I used to love you, baby. Baby, that's the way I hate you now. You used to say that you loved me, and you would do anything I said. You used to say that you loved me, baby, and you would do anything I say. But the way you treat me now, baby, baby, I would much rather be dead. You said once that you loved me, honey, but now I believe you've changed your mind.
That's B.B. King, of course, here on KX93.5 FM. I'm John Troy. You're listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I'll hold my sack up against anybody's because all my grooves are crunchy, baby, especially tonight. We're listening to the great B.B. King, and we're listening to nothing but live recordings. This series of songs I'm playing right now are from the great album Live at the Regal. That's the Regal Theater in Chicago. Recorded in 1964. And this next song is called, this was at the Regal also. It's called It's My Own Fault. It's My Own Fault, baby. Treat me the way you want to do. This gave me goosebumps when I was reviewing it today. Brought back memories of when I was first learning how to play. I played along with this record. I wore it out playing along with this thing. I recommend if you're learning how to play guitar, buy yourself this album, and stock up on blues, and play along with the blues, because it's a good foundation. All right, so this is more of B.B. King, and more of his show, his night of thrilling the crowd. You can hear them just going nuts. This is before he crossed over, before his popularity really got big. The white audience was basically unaware of B.B. at this time. So Next song is called It's My Own Fault, here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
And you might hear something that sounds like this. It's my own fault, babe. Treat me the way you wanna do. It's my own fault, baby. Treat me the way you wanna do. Yards when you were loving me, baby. Oh, I thought time looked down. I didn't love you. This is the part I like. She used to make her own paychecks and bring them all home to me. I would go out on the hillside, you know, and make every woman drunk I see. And it's my own fault, baby. Treat me the way you wanna do. She said she was gonna leave me. She'd been running around with the boys. She said she was gonna leave me. Going to Peoria, Illinois. And it's my own fault, baby. Treat me the way you wanna do. Oh, what you were loving me, woman. What'd you say?
That's B.B. King here on KX93.5 FM. I'm John Troy. We're listening to B.B. King. We're listening. I'm playing nothing but live recordings tonight, and I'm playing mostly from the Live at the Regal album. This is the Regal Theater, 1964. The Regal Theater in Chicago. B.B. King. This next song is called "Please Love Me." This is a shuffle. A shuffle moves along. Dun, 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 dun. You can actually hear the drummer going. Tuck, 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 tuck. It's interesting because the intro to the song is one tempo, and then when the body of the song starts, it's suddenly faster. So there's a very seamless transition from one tempo to the next, which is interesting because. The band just sort of has to intuit and just sort of know what the next tempo is. There's no count off. They're playing one tempo, and then they're playing another one, and you really have the band really has to listen to each other to pull that off, which these guys do. It's a walking bass. Here's B.B. King doing "Please Love Me" here on KX93.5 FM. Listen. Thank you.
honey, do everything I say. If you don't do what I tell you, baby, better fall on your knees and pray. Hey, be my girlfriend, everybody, and I'm gonna be your boy. Want you to be my girlfriend, baby, baby, I'm gonna be your boy. Gonna buy a car, my car, baby. Buy me wherever you are.
B.B. King here on KX93.5 FM. Man, that guy, I love BB. He could sing, man. Couldn't he sing? What that power. God, I love his singing. Yeah, well, all those songs were from the live recording, Live at the Regal. And this it's funny, just about, he recorded several live albums in and around Chicago. This next one is a couple of years later, recorded in 1966 at the International Club in Chicago. And the band sounds a little different because there's a Hammond organ player. Hammond organ. And now the Hammond organ is playing, the organ player is playing a bass line, and so is the bass guitar player. So there's basically two bass lines going on, but they're in unison for several passages, and so it's hardly noticeable. If you listen very closely, you'll hear it, but it's hardly noticeable that they do. They're even when they're not in unison, they agree as they move from one chord to the next. And the bass player, and this is a fun thing about live recordings, is the bass player misses the cutoff at the end. He plays one note too many. He wasn't paying attention. Must have annoyed BB. You know he heard it. If I could hear it, so could BB. You know, everybody cuts off and the bass player does one more note. Oops. And then he stops, you know. It's like everybody's marching and they all come to a stop and one guy takes one more step. Oops. And he jumps back in line. Too late, you know. All right, so this is BB King live at the International Club in Chicago, 1966, doing the song Tired of Your Jive here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Sitting there looking proud, thinking you're so fine, trying to run around with every friend of mine. Think you're so smart, baby, think that I'm a fool. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you, baby, you better play it cool. I'm tired of your jive. Yeah, baby, I'm tired of your jive. I refuse to be your fool, mama. Hey, I'm tired of your jive. See what you do behind my back. You think I ought to love you, baby, no matter how you act. You never miss your water, baby. Tell the world go dry. I'm gonna tell you, gonna miss me by and by. I'm tired of your dive. Yeah, baby, I'm tired of your dive. I refuse to be your fool, mama. Hey, I'm tired of your dive. Thank you. like nothing wrong. I don't intend to pull your coat, baby. You'll know it when I'm gone. Yeah, you never miss your water, baby. Tell the world run dry. Now I'm gonna tell you, gonna miss me by and by. I'm tired of your jive, baby. I'm tired of your jive. Yes, I'm here to tell you, woman, baby. I'm tired of your jive.
That bass player. Oh, yeah. That's B.B. King, of course, here on KX93.5 FM, Laguna Beach, California. I'm John Troy. You're listening to The Sack, and we're dedicating this hour to the very recently late, great B.B. King. I was lucky enough to share the stage with him once a long time ago. Actually, around... Well, let's see. That was around 1981. This is this next recording is from 1971. And this album is a live one too. All the recordings I'm playing tonight are live recordings. No studio stuff. All live. Capturing a special moments that just happened once, and that's live recordings are very exciting and here's another one. Now, this album is called Live in Cook County Jail. 1971 live album by B.B. King, recorded in Cook County Jail. Again, just outside of Chicago. It was ranked as number 499 in the book version of Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Albums of All Time. Just made it. So that's at least two records in the top 500 that he had. At least, this one spent 3 weeks at number one on the Soul Albums chart. Here's B.B. King doing Sweet 16 here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Here's another one. When I first met you, baby, you were just Sweet 16. When I first met you, baby, baby, you were just Sweet 16. You just left your home then, baby. The sweetest thing I'd ever seen. But you wouldn't do nothing, babe. You wouldn't do anything I ask you to. You wouldn't do nothing for me, baby. You wouldn't do anything I ask you to. You know you ran away from your home.
B.B. King here on KX93.5 FM. I'm John Troy. We're listening to all live recordings of B.B. King, who we just lost a few days ago. Most of the songs were from, I opened up with about five songs from Live at the Regal and in Chicago, and then 1960, that was 65, then 66, and now that was 71. Now that we're going to jump ahead to 1990, and here he's playing at San Quentin Prison. This is a shuffle. It's got irregular stops. And at one point, he invites the inmates to sing along. Listen how good they sound. They sound great. Nice singing, guys. He was 65 now when this was recorded, and he sounds just as good as he did 25 years before. He sounded when he was 40. So this guy, you see, because he was singing the whole time, he kept working the whole time. Sometimes people say, How do you still sing so well when you're at this age? And well, it's if you're still singing, if you still sing well because you keep doing it, like a Tony Bennett, unless you blow it out if you don't do it right. But if you don't stop, then you don't lose it. It's just like doing push-ups or something like that, you know. Yeah, if you stop doing them, then you know, if you stop for a while and then try to rip off as many as you used to be able to do. I lost my strength. Same with singing. If you stop singing for a while and then try to pick it up again, you got a ways to come back, if you can get back, because if you don't use it, you lose it. So he used it all. He was performing right up toward the very end, old B.B. was. This is B.B. King live at San Quentin here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
You're dying, so let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. I don't care if you're young or old. Get together, let the good times roll. Don't sit there mumbling, talking trash. If you wanna have a ball, you gotta spend some cash. So let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. I don't care if you're young or old. Get together and let the good times roll. The journey's closed and let the good time roll. Let the good time roll. I don't care if you're young or old. Get out and get together and let the good time roll. Hey, everybody, tell everybody that B.B. King's in town. Got a dollar and a quarter, just ran the clown. But don't let nobody play me cheap. I got 50 cents more than I'm gonna keep. So let the good time roll. Let the good time roll. I don't care if you're young or old. Get together and let the good time roll. Let me hear you say it now. Let the good time roll. Let the good time roll. Get together. let's do it one more time. Let the good times roll. 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 I don't care if you're young or old. Go out and get together and let the good times roll.
B.B. King, of course, here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. This is a tribute, and I am playing nothing but, I'm John Troy. You're listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, and I'm playing nothing but live recordings. That was live at San Quentin and in 1990, and then 1 year later, he played live at the Apollo. Live at the Apollo is a blues album by B.B. King. And he's playing with the Philip Morris Super Band, so-called, recorded at the famous Apollo Theater in Harlem, New York. This album was awarded the 1992 Grammy Award for Best Traditional Blues Album. This one swings, and powerful singing, of course. Again, this is B.B. King, live at the Apollo, doing Since I Met You, Baby, a classic old blues song, here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Everybody tells me that I'm not the same. I don't need nobody to tell my troubles to. Oh, since I met you, baby, all I need is you. Since I met you, baby, I'm a happy man. Oh, since I met you, baby, I'm a happy man. I'm gonna do
my best to please you every way I can.
That's B.B. King here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, and I'm John Troy. We've been listening to B.B. King for the past hour. We're going to listen to one more from the same recording. This is Live at the Apollo. Live at the Apollo. And this next song is Ain't Nobody's Business. And it's nice to hear a big band. This is the Philip Morris super band, so-called. It's nice to hear a big band on the blues. This song modulates. It changes key. This is... B.B. King doing Ain't Nobody's Business here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Church all day Sunday, come back home and raise. I think a few of them heard it. Shall I go a little further? Do a little more? Ain't nobody's business what I do. If one day I have ham and bacon, and the next day ain't nothing shaking. Oh, it ain't nobody's business what I do.
Thank you, B.B. King, for all that you gave to us, all the great music, all those years. This is John Troy. You've been listening for the past hour to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack here on KX93.5 FM Laguna Beach. This past hour, I dedicated it to B.B. King, who we just lost, and this is nothing but live recordings. If you just tuned in and went, oh, darn it, I missed all those great live recordings, well, you can go to listen to the podcast, go online to KX935.com and look up John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I'll upload this this program in the next couple of days, maybe tomorrow or the next day, and then you'll be able to hear it to your heart's content, along with all my other episodes. If you want, I'm a professional musician. I play around Orange County and Los Angeles. If you want to see where I'm playing, look me up on Facebook.com/John Troy Music. Send me your email address. You can PM, personal message me there. And send me your email address if you want to get my hideous gig updates. All right. Don't think about it. Become a member of KX93.5 Independent Radio with your tax-deductible donation. To keep independent radio going, we depend. We need you. So... independent radio is good. We can play what we want. We can say pretty much what we want. We're not corporate drones here. We're free to mess up on our own, which makes it interesting. So thanks a lot for listening. I'll be back in just a few minutes with another hour of John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, all with a lot more great music and my more of my bothersome bloviating here on. So this is John Troy. And for all of us at KX935.com, I mean KX935 FM, ciao, baby. Thank you.